Welcome to Confessions of an Obese Child. This is a podcast that deals with early childhood trauma, disordered eating, binge eating, and more. We discuss self-loathing, triggering to binge eating, and then many post-weight loss topics like survivor's guilt, the body positive movement, and more. And we interview formerly overweight children as well. So please join us for another episode of Confessions of an Obese Child. Hello, everybody. This is Gregory, and welcome back to another episode of Confessions of an Obese Child. I hope you are doing well. Today, we have a revelation. Today, we have an announcement. My long anticipated, perhaps not too anticipated, but my long in the works second book is being announced and has been released. So, some of you know that I have a book called Confessions of an Obese Child, named after, of course, this podcast, that came out, probably summer of 2018. And it's on Amazon, it's on Barnes & Noble, and it essentially is a collection compendium retrospective on the events that occurred in my youth. So a lot of it is gleaned from the original written Confessions of an Obese Child. That was the original blog that was on Naturopathic Earth. And I had 25 written blog episodes. I took those down when the book came out. And then I added some new chapters and some new material. So Confessions of an Obese Child is more of a childhood memoir. I guess not a childhood memoir because it makes it sound like I'm a child who's writing about my youth. It is a memoir about my childhood where I talk about what it was like to grow up overweight. And I talk about the inner familial dysfunction that occurred that caused me to turn to food. I talk about my mom and my dad. I talk about the bullying that occurred as I gained weight. So I have vignette episodes, or chapters, I guess I should say, on the locker room and how they used to steal my pants to see how many kids could fit inside of them. And the swimming pool, there's a chapter on that where the kids would take my bathing suit when I was in the pool and throw it in the dumpster so I was fat and naked. And, you know, at this point I was like 12, 13, and 200, and at that point probably 240, yeah, around that. And so just different vignettes of like experiences that I had. I was a competitive eater as a child. I would go to pizza buffet locales and challenge people to all-you-can-eat pizza eating contests for no money. I would just do it for bragging rights. This shows you how myopic you are as a child. Like, oh, I can win. I'm going to beat you. And then what do you really get out of it? Bragging rights and more obesity. So I have episodes on that. I talk about the opposite sex. I talk about my father, the dynamic I had with my father that contributed perhaps to the weight loss, or the weight gain, I should say. I have an episode of my brother, my popular brother. And at the very end of the Confessions book, I talk about the precipitating factors that caused me to actually lose the weight around the age of 17. I lost all my weight by the time I was 18, the beginning of my senior year. And I lost about, probably 100 plus pounds pretty quickly in about 6-7 months. And so I talk about that. So that's the first book. So the first book is more of a memoir. It is, you know, it's poignant. It's a little sad, but I try to write it with some wit and humor. And if you guys have been with Confessions of an Obese Child, the podcast, since the beginning, then the written word is similar to the different chapters that you see in these early episodes. So the locker room, the presidential fitness test, Fat Albert, the binge eater, and all these different episodes. So they kind of mirror that. But that book, of course, you can get on Amazon. It's only $2.90. I think it's $4.99. And now I have a hardback or a paperback for that. Beforehand, I only had the ebook. So now we have a paperback for that. So Revelations of a Weight Loss Warrior is my new book. And I just kind of like the way it sounds because it goes along with Confessions of an Obese Child. So it's kind of the same wording. And Revelations of a Weight Loss Warrior is essentially my go-to on how to maintain your weight loss. So whereas SOSEP or Confessions of an Obese Child is more just about a memoir, I really don't give you a lot of tips on how to lose weight. It's just more of a memoir. Revelations of a Weight Loss Warrior is all about weight loss and weight management. So in that book, ebook and paperback, I talk about things that I've done in the last 28 years to keep my weight off. I'm still, I'm like size 33, 34 waist. And I've kept my weight off. You know, I don't have the perfect body. I still have the bloopy, as I talked about in previous episodes. The bloopy is like the little fat drape that hangs from my abdomen. And I've always had that since my weight loss. And I have stretch marks on my arm and I have stretch marks on my abdomen. But I have podcast episodes about the stretch marks and the floopy and all that. For years, I wouldn't even shave with the light on. And I wouldn't even look at myself in the mirror. I have some past episodes on that. But Revelations of a Weight Loss Warrior is just strictly how do you lose weight and how do you keep it off. Now, there's various ways, of course, that you can lose weight and how to keep it off. So the different chapters are multifaceted in that they attack weight loss and weight management from different angles. So, of course, we know that nutrition is vital. Nutrition is 70% of weight loss. You can lose weight without working out. I don't recommend it because working out improves your overall health and it gives you a little more leeway in your caloric intake. And it's just overall great for you. And it's a natural endorphin, natural alleviator of depression, for example. But really, you could lose weight without exercising. So I don't really spend a lot of time on exercise in the book. In fact, I don't think I spend any time on it at all in the book. I do have on the website Naturopathic Earth a 9 article series called How I Lost My Weight, How I Lost Over 100 Pounds and Kept It Off for 25 plus years. And a lot of that is just more of like the paradigm change that needs to happen. And I do talk about exercise there. And I do have some episodes on Holistic Health News about ways to kind of biohack your exercise and what's the best exercise to lose weight. But in the book, it mostly focuses on a couple of things. I focus a lot on the toxins. So because there's certain toxins that make you store fat. For example, the hormone disruptors like plastics make you store fat. So we talk about plastics. We do talk about parabens. We do talk about the highly refined additives that they put in food that are known obesogens. So this would be the corn syrup, like high fructose corn syrup. We talk about that. We talk about monosodium glutamate, which is another known obesogen, and they're both carcinogens. So we talk about that. So there is a section on the different toxins that are not just bad for you in terms of you getting you sick, like heart disease, like inflammatory vegetable oils that you commonly use, like corn oil, soybean oil. And you're like, Gregory, I cook with ghee. Well, you might cook with ghee, which is clarified butter. The Indians use it. But all your processed food and all the nuts that you eat are roasted in inflammatory vegetable oils. So we do talk about those overall toxins that destroy your heart, but we mostly focus on the toxins that make you store fat and gain weight or jeopardize your weight loss. So there is a section on the toxins in the food. We do have a section on sleep because their studies are very clear. The less sleep you get, the more likely you're going to stay overweight or it jeopardizes your weight loss. So we talk about sleep biohacks. We also talk about the different pesticides that are in our food, because that too is a hormone disruptor and a carcinogen. So we discuss the need for organic food. And when it comes to clinical nutrition or diet, I do focus on like the right meat you need to eat, the right eggs, the right fish, the right fruits and vegetables. There's a chapter on which fruits you should eat, because honestly, you shouldn't be eating a lot of fruits, but you want to eat the fruits that are low in the glycemic index or low in the sugar index, or as it's absorbed by the body, how sugar is absorbed by the body, but high in the macro micronutrients. So like nutrient dense, but low sugar fruits. We do have a section on that. We do, of course, have a section on just overall eating rubrics. So I lost my weight in 1990-91, not knowing anything about keto, because of course, keto really didn't exist. Ketogenic or a high-fat diet only was really popular back then for people that had seizures, epilepsy. So epilepsies, that's actually how keto got known, was a ketogenic diet was pioneered as a treatment for epilepsy back in the day. But back in the 90s, we didn't have any idea what a high-fat diet would do. Remember Ansel Keys and all these pioneers in the 50s and 60s told us that fat was bad, right? We had to eat grain. And then you find out later he was subsidized and bribed by the corn industry. So back then, you know, we didn't know that. Anyway, so I lost my weight back then, not going like keto and only 50 grams of carbs all day. You know, I didn't know that, but I did lose the weight that way. So look, in that chapter, I talk about how you can lose weight in a variety of kind of like dieting profiles. You could do low carb, you could do high carb, low fat, and so forth. But overall, of course, as I've recommended throughout both Holistic Health News and Confessions, is that you try to stick to a low carb diet and do a very kind of low protein and moderately high fat diet, the healthy fats. And if all this is new to you, go to Holistic Health News and go to the very early episodes, like 1 to 50. I know we're like on episode 248. But if you go to the very early episodes, we hit all this clinical nutrition stuff. So I recommend, of course, low carb, because what happens is if you eat a lot of carbs and you eat a lot of sugar, and carbs, of course, is going to be bread. It's going to be corn is a carb as it's broken down by the body. And a lot of things that we perceive to be healthy, a lot of the fruits. So when you eat too much carbs and sugar, it's stored in the body, assuming your insulin is working the way it's supposed to. It's stored into your muscles and your liver and all that. But the excess carbs and the excess insulin, if it's not, you know, absorbed by the body, it turns into fat. It's a fat storage hormone. So we want to minimize the amount of insulin and sugar we have in the body. And the best way to do that is try to eat low fat. So the book does kind of have a low fat slant. I'm sorry, a high fat, low carb slant. The other big section I have on that is going to be intermittent fasting. And if you guys are not fasting or compressing your eating window, you need to start doing it ASAP. Now, similar to going low carb, some people's bodies don't react well to going low carb, or they don't lose weight doing low carb. They can lose weight doing high carb. Same thing for fasting. Some people can't compress their eating window to 6-7 hours a day. They just can't do it. Their body shuts down. Not literally shuts down and dies, but their body doesn't handle it well. I would tell you that fasting does take time. And when I say time, I only really mean like a week. If you wake up at 7 or 8, or you eat breakfast at 8, just wait a day till push it to 9. Okay, you're going to have hunger pangs, and you're going to have kind of an energy crash because your body is so used to you fueling it all day with snacks and food and carbs. But if you wait a day, even though your energy level might be flagging or lagging, I should say, and you have hunger pangs, just every day push it back 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And within a week, you'll get to noon, 1 o'clock, and then eat from 1 to 8. And the reason I push fasting, I've been doing it now 5 years. Now we're at November of 2019. Now we're in December, sorry. It's been 5 years. I have not eaten before 1 o'clock in 5 years. But I attribute fasting, and you know, again, when you were trying to lose weight or maintain weight back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, we didn't have the science on fasting. Now, I mean, in some ways, losing weight and maintaining weight is a lot easier now because of fasting and really because of bariatric surgery. We didn't really have that back then when I was young. But now with bariatric surgery, I mean, if you're morbidly overweight, you can do that. And yes, there's complication side effects and other things like that. But, I mean, that's a great recourse that we didn't have back in the day that we have now. So definitely take advantage of bariatric if you're morbidly overweight. If you weigh like, you know, if you're 220 or 240 and you're a guy, I wouldn't do bariatric. Now, if you're a woman, maybe do bariatric at that point. But fasting is a key. And so I talk about in the book why fasting makes you lose weight in most cases. And the other great ancillary benefits to fasting. Now, yeah, we just did a video, or an episode, I should say, on Holistic Health News a couple episodes back about fasting is good for people who've had heart disease. But if you go back to the very early episodes around episode 30, episode 40 of Holistic Health News, we talk about, there's two episodes I do on fasting. But it's really a godsend. So the book focuses on those kind of major tenets. So there's a lot on food, there's a lot on fasting, there's a lot on sleep, there's a lot of toxins in the food, and then there's just other chapters that we touch upon. And so what I'm doing in the book is this. Look, how many people do you know who've lost over 100 pounds and kept it off for a quarter of a century? Not a lot. So I think that the book is not like a panacea or a cure-all for you to lose weight. If you follow everything I mentioned in the book, you're going to lose weight. No, I mean, it's epigenetics. Everybody is different. But I do have a unique history and a unique past when it comes to weight loss, and I thought it'd be smart to share it with others, and you can learn from it or try it. If you don't want to try it, that's fine. But I wanted to put it out there so you guys kind of know how did Gregory do it. Maybe it'll work for me and maybe it won't. I don't know. But give it a shot. Give it a shot. And yes, I mean, I do offer free content. I have, 250 of Holistic Health News, over 50 of the Confessions, and around 40 of the Essential Oils. So I do offer a lot of free content because I want to help you out. But I would like a little quid pro quo. And so these are times where I would like you listeners to help me out by supporting me. I do put work into this, and it costs money for the bandwidth and the hosting the website and all that. So one of the ways you can support me, of course, is just donating to the Patreon account. There's a click in the episode notes. You click there and it just says how much you want to donate. You can put $5. But another way to support is just buy these ebooks, because at least you're getting the book out of it. So click on the link. It takes you to Amazon, and you can either buy the ebook version or you can buy the paperback version. It's really up to you. I don't have a Kindle. I don't like looking at screens when I'm reading, so I would buy the paperback. But I know with the younger people and just, you know, the generation that we're in, a lot of people like the reading at the screens. Just dim that light. You don't want to mess with your circadian rhythm and get that blue light coming off. So yeah, so that's what the book's about. So I would appreciate your patronage. I would appreciate your support. Check out the book. You can go to Amazon and read, I think, the first 3 pages, 5-10 pages for free. And if you're Kindle Unlimited, of course, it's free. So just download it and then post a review. I really appreciate a review of the book. And if you have Kindle Unlimited, go, you know, read Confessions too. And look, I think Revelations of a Weight Loss Warrior is probably about 200 pages, but it's 200 pages Kindle. So it's a fast read, and Confessions is about the same length. I mean, you can get through those books probably, you know, really fast. And then just post an honest review. I would appreciate it. So yes, that's my big announcement. The second book is here. Will I do a third book? Who knows? You know, who knows? Who knows? Only God knows the future, and I am not clairvoyant. Who knows? Nobody knows. But that's it. Yeah, so please go to the website, Naturopathic Earth. I have a lot of articles that will help you on your weight loss, weight management road. A lot of dairy-free recipes. I think I have about 200 recipes. Dairy-free, gluten-free, but not taste-free. A lot of recipes there. Of course, there's a lot of other articles. Also, if you go to Naturopathic Earth, there's going to be a little picture of the books on the right side. You can just click on that, and it takes you to Amazon, too. If you need any one-on-one counseling or coaching to help you, if you just need like a guru or someone to talk to for a little while, there's a link for Clarity FM. You click on that. We schedule time to talk on the phone, and it's only $1.66 a minute, so it's very cheap, and you can talk for 10, 15, 20 minutes. You decide how long we talk. If you want to talk to me about weight loss or whatever you want to talk to about, of course, buy the books. And if you like going to Amazon, click on the Amazon links on the food articles, and it takes you to Amazon, and then we get a 2% commission of anything you buy within 24 hours. That helps us out too. But really, the main way I want you to help out is just buy this book and buy these two books, because I did put work into it, and I would appreciate your help. Last thing, of course, we have the 3 podcasts. Please subscribe and then post an honest review. So guys, I'm hyped about my book. Hopefully you're somewhat hyped if you've been listening to this podcast since the beginning, almost 3 years now. I hope you're excited as well, and just give it a shot. Until next time, take care. God bless. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Confessions of an Obese Child. If you'd like to reach us, find us at our Facebook page, Naturopathic Earth Radio and Holistic Health News. Until next time, take care.